There's Springer, there's Garrick, there's Snook, there's Grunter, there's Croft, there's all sorts of fish.
Especially at Margate Pier, every single day, day, night, every time. The only break the guys have is when they're going out to get more bait, to go and get fish. That's how epic the South Coast is right now.
There you go, buddy. Hit it now!
This is the Angler News SA Podcast. I'm Vanessa Green.
Well, hello, anglers. Welcome back to another Angler News KZN Fishing Report. Now, we are in the middle of a bite window that just won't quit. Four straight weeks of non-stop action, and this weekend is shaping up to be the one of the most explosive ones yet. The good times keep rolling, and from Margate to Richards Bay, it is nothing short of coastal carnage. Shad everywhere, keelback off the banks, and tuna in the deep. And as for the grunter, well, guys, they are stacked in the foam, dirty as ever, and snapping gear like toothpicks. These aren't just your average estuary floppers. Oh, no. They are the heavyweight psychopaths in camo. And as for the sardines, well, they just won't stop. They are here, and they aren't going anywhere, not for another long time. So with that being said, saddle up, lock in, adjust your headset, and get ready for the hottest fishing news, kicking off with the world's greatest angling reporters. Before we do, a huge shout-out to our sponsors, the Kingfisher.
The Kingfisher are the leading fishing tackle specialists. We stock gear for every facet of fishing, from carp to cooter, marlin to trout. Basically, everything. We have stores across KZN, from Toti to Salt Rock, Durban to Pietermaritzburg. You can also find us online at kingfisher.co.za.
Thank you, the Kingfisher. Now, guys, I've got some huge news. Massive, mammoth. Probably the news of the season, but it's going to happen on Friday. I cannot say anything. I was sworn to secrecy. I wish I could tell you right now, but you are going to have to wait until Friday morning, and you're going to want to check out that Kingfisher social media page. You want to check out any of their pages, actually, whether it's Facebook, Instagram. You can check it out on my pages. You can check it out on TikTok. Trust me, you do not want to miss this. It's probably the news of the season when it comes to this, well, period of I was sworn, it almost slipped my tongue. I cannot tell you. You're gonna have to wait till Friday. All right, so enough of that. Let's get to the reason why you are here. You are here for the fishing reports, you are here for the hotspots, you are here to go out and meet your personal best this weekend, and we are gonna tell you exactly where it is, and we are gonna start it off with Mike V and Brad Krubler.
How's it, guys? Yes, it's definitely still been all about the sardines. There's Springer, there's Garrick, there's Snook, there's Grunter, there's Cobb, there's all sorts of fish. It's definitely about the sard. So when the sea's flat, go find yourself with a netting the sards, go throw some lures, some live baits, just go put something there by the sards. Otherwise, the rest of the guys that haven't been going there, been fishing our Durban North Beach and that, they're meaning the odd grain, the odd spin on the live baits that have been destined for Cobb and Garrick, but they've also been getting Cobb and Garrick. So it is well worth going to grab a couple of throws in our beaches. In the mix there as well, a couple of grunts and stumpies as always, and the guys have started getting quite a bit of shad. So that's all starting on our beaches here. On the paddle ski and ski boat side, good couple of snook around. The guys have been getting some nice ones. Couple cooters still in the mix there. Again, guys paddling down towards the sods and that have been getting some lovely wahoo down that side, one or two sailies as well. So yeah, it is worth taking the paddle skis and going down the coast and having a look. Durban Bay, a lot of grunter, mainly juveniles, but in the mix, there's been quite a few big ones as well. So always worth going to go have a look there. A couple small kingies, a good couple of perch came out as well. But yeah, hopefully this weekend's weather doesn't get too bad and we can hit the beaches and have some fun. It's Mike V for ANSA News. Thanks, guys.
Good day, guys. It's Brad here from Linsky Fishing Chances. Yeah, the ski boat report for the last week. Well, guys, let's start out in the deep. Okay, so first of all, the keelback have definitely started to show their faces out of the deep wrecks. I'm talking the 55 and 50 fathom wrecks straight off Durban and off the south as well of the bluff by the Cuttings and Church Ground area. Coming a bit shallower, the half carp are still quite proliferant all over in that 60 to 80 meter zone. On the general bottom fishing off the north of the mid reef area, which is off Glen Ashley, there's plenty of slinger soldiers and some nice rock hard. Coming in shallow to the Blue Lagoon area, guys, the snook are still in the plentiful there, and along with a whole lot of garrick. If you really wanted to have fun, garrick are nice, good, nice, clean fighting fish. So guys, that's Brad. This is Brad for Angling News South Africa. Tight lines, and speak to you guys all next week.
Thank you, Mike and Brad. What a phenomenal report. I mean, these guys mentioned everything, and yes, it is prolific out there. It is absolutely chaos along the coastline, and exactly what our title says, it is not stopping. Now, you want to know the highlight, the craziness, the wildest area on the coastline? Well, it is the South Coast. We're going to get there, right? We're going to move down there very shortly, but before we get there, let me tell you what's happening in Durban this weekend. The Mere Wind Fishing Forum is having their competition, right? So that's going to happen down at Cuttings Beach. Yours truly will be out there. I actually think I want to fish this one. So I'm going to go out and fish out there, you know, on Saturday morning. If you're in the area, make sure to swing by and say, how's it? It'll be good to see you. And you know what? Let's grab a selfie together. Let's do that. So that's Durban. Moving up the North Coast. Well, guys, Kill Back Off The Banks. I spoke to Savika earlier this week, and he was showing me these catches, and my God, there were absolutely mammoth-sized fish coming out on the North Coast. Guys, I'm talking keelback up to 40 kilos. Some even look bigger than 40 kilos. This is in the Blythedale and Tugela area. There's also been a couple gary coming out on those areas, and a lot of shad. Well, we know the shad throughout the coastline, but you know what? I didn't know the shad was as thick on the North Coast until this week. So lots of action on the North Coast. Wherever you are, if you do not want to go into the South Coast chaos carnage, well, head up to the North Coast. That is where the action is. And if you are looking for offshore action, well, you are going to get yourself into some tuna that is coming out on a daily basis up on the North Coast. So you know what? The North Coast is absolutely cracking. What's happening in the Midlands? Well, let's speak to Jan and find out, well, is that bass finally on the bite?
Hey there, guys. So after that massive frontal system from about 10 days ago and warnings of yet another system and more snow, which didn't materialize last week, leading to the current apparently stable weather conditions, it belies the fact that the fish are just simply not playing the game. We are halfway through the winter stillwater trout season and a mere 6 weeks and some change until the river season reopens on 1 September. But then again, who's counting? And yet, we are not seeing the numbers of fish that we would expect over a winter stillwater season. But getting out there and throwing a line in the water, we must, and in hope, otherwise your catch rate will remain at zero. Just a handful of returns from the Natal Fly Fishers Club, and this time reporting a wider range of fish, with most of the fish being in the 15 to 17 inch or 38 to 43 centimeter bracket. One return noted, a long slow day, but was rewarded with a fish of 17 to 19 inches or 43 to 48 centimeter, while another report wrote that there was nary a sign of moving fish in the shallows or elsewhere, but then started getting takes on a bloodworm pattern drifted below an indicator. And yet another return mentioned, fisher keyed in on black streamers and black jig buggers. So quite frankly, I don't think the fly has anything to do with it. It's pretty much all about just finding the fish, which appear to be sitting in only a few spots, and very particular to them, it seems. So catches may be sporadic, but it's that one NFFC return that noted a fish in the 23 to 25 inch, that is 58 to 63 centimeter bracket, that keeps us returning to the water. Guys, round six of my foot and mouth warning across the Midlands with its large moo population. And to assist landowners and protect the stocks, the NFFC has closed some more of its waters at their request as they monitor the outbreak. Guys, please follow requests from any landowner or staff to respect their vehicle and footwear sterilization protocols as required as you travel across the Midlands. Apart from some good bass being reported from the coastal waters, bass again in the Midlands remain pretty much under the radar. But congrats must go to Wynand van Rooyen for two picks that I saw on the social media for persevering and getting some fish to hand more locally. With the Albert Falls Bass Classic around the corner, dates are still to be confirmed. Fingers crossed that conditions improve for this very popular event. But on the upside, there are some excellent scalies being reported from the Umkomaas, Bushmans and Tugela River systems. Top flies currently have been small, number 16, natural beadhead nymph patterns drifted on the bottom, and some really great fish to be had, guys. So guys, do stop in at the Kingfisher Pier in Rasburg for the best in tackle advice. And this is Jan Korobal reporting for Angler News South Africa.
Thank you, Jan. Hey, we don't have some bass, but we've got some scalies, and there is still fish to be caught up in the Midlands. And of course, that's still water. And Jan, who is counting for that river season? Well, I'll tell you what I am. As you guys know, I have recently fallen in love with that fly fishing, and I can't wait to try that fly on the riverside. Okay, right now, let's move into the real action. The sick of it. Now, we do not have Ray out here with us this weekend. Ray is a bit ill. He's going to be ill for about a week or two. So, you know what? Our thoughts and our heart goes out to him as he's in recovery. But he'll be back on the beach. You know that. He will be running up and down and you will hear him very, very soon. But for now, we have got the South Coast Guru. We have got Adam with all the action that is going on. And guys, trust me, it is non-stop action down there, especially at Margate Pier every single day, day, night. Every time. The only break the guys have is when they are going out to get more bait to go and get fish. That's how epic the South Coast is right now. But that's enough from me. I'm going to let Adam give you the full detail of what's happening on down there.
Hey, Vanesh and all East Coast listeners out there. I hope you guys have had a super week. So we've had an absolutely bomber of a week down on the South Coast in terms of fishing. It's been absolutely crazy. The holiday makers got some fish. The locals got some fish. From rock and surf to ski boat, it's been absolutely awesome down on the South Coast. The old gold Margate Pier holding up that candle for everyone to see. She's been getting shad day, afternoon, and night, just with a little bit of a reprieve in between for the guys to get some more baits and throw their top buns, because it's been wild at Margate Pier. And on top of that, the guys have landed some awesome derricks. So really nice to see some game fish still around this side. We've also had Calvin Brown, an awesome mention there, getting himself a beautiful cob, Matt DeFilippi with a GT. So yes, Vinesh, the game fish are still here on the coast. In terms of non-eds, there's been a couple of smaller sharks landed here and there. There's been a couple of skates, but that is not going to be what you are coming for down to the South Coast. It's going to be for the game fish. And guess what, guys? The bronze bream have popped up again, and they are bomber size. They must be full of sods. As we know, they eat that, I suppose. But yes, they are huge size. We've seen some awesome rock art around. And yes, it's just been slowly, progressively getting better in terms of the rock and surf fishing, besides the game fish or the non-eds. But in terms of rock fishing, they are slowly coming back on the bites. We are seeing the sides hit a bit deeper and a bit further out. We're seeing the sharks follow them, which is not too bad in terms of the guys wanting to try for a bream. So yes, Vinesh, things are good down on the South Coast. We can't complain at this stage. We have had up and down seas. We have had a bit of rain, but it has not deterred the anglers. And the anglers that have gone out and targeted particular fish have been rewarded. So what more can we say, Vinesh? It's the South Coast. The fish are here. Otherwise, guys, have an awesome weekend. Stay safe, tight lines, and let's see those catches.
Adam Lyon, you absolute legend. Whoa, guys. You know what? He wasn't exaggerating what that fish is talking about. If you don't believe me, pop onto the ECR webpage. Guys, those catches are out there on the article for this podcast. Those catches are absolutely mammoth. It is amazing what's going on down the South Coast. Now, while we are talking about, you know, all that action, all the anglers out there, the buzz, the hype, I want you to go and listen to the latest deep dive. We are talking about ethics amongst anglers. This is where we talk about, don't be that guy. There's a lot of anglers out there right now. We implore you to just be lekker. I mean, come on. You're right, there's ethics in angling. And in this week's deep dive, we really deep dive into it, right? We talk about not to be that guy. Don't be that guy. That's the title of the latest deep dive. Go and give it a listen. If you are one of those anglers that are annoyed about those guys that are laying out 10 rods across the beach and not giving you a gap to fish, you want to hear this. If you are one of those guys that are doing that, you want to hear this, right? So it needed to be said. It is said. It is in this week's deep dive. It's on ecr.co.za under podcast or wherever you get your latest podcast news from. Now, that's for every angler that's out there, and it should be shared to everyone with a rod and reel. Now, guys, don't wait for Monday. Don't wait for those Monday regrets. Set your alarm. Load that cooler. Sharpen the hooks. This is the weekend to make memories. Fill those hatches and post that grin and grip. This is the weekend you've been dreaming about. This bite will not last forever, but it is here right now, and you do not want to miss it. You do not want to be watching this from the scroll. You want to get onto the water. You want to be early. You want to steady those lines, because, ladies and gentlemen, anglers, the fish are waiting. And with that being said, until the next one.
This is the Angler News SA podcast. I'm Vanessa Green. Find more episodes at ecr.co.za under podcasts or your favorite podcast app. Let's fish for the future.